Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are the Browns better than the Steelers right now, Jeff?
Yes.
Wow.
Not yet, but close.
On paper.
He's not on the team yet.
I disagree, and I think we should all go through the rosters. Do you have time right now?
Defensively, no doubt they're better. No
I like
doubt,
I like their young defensive. I like Myles Garrett. My God,
are they?
Is he a player? Denzel Ward.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
They're pretty good.
You think the Steelers are better defensively than the Browns?
I would have to take a closer look, but I mean the Browns aren't the 85 Bears. You can go.
No, but the Steelers aren't the 77 Dolphins.
No, the Steelers are mediocre. But the where did the Browns and Steelers rank in overall defense?
I don't know.
I'm curious about that.
I don't know. I'm talking about talent on paper.
Yeah, I think T.J. Watt's a really talented kid.
I think they're hurt losing Greg Williams.
I think Tua is a really good player.
Losing Greg Williams is a loss for the Browns. But I look at some of the talent on that. I mean, they have impact players on that defense.
You're talking about Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward. Anybody else?
I like Jabril Peppers. I like Schobert, the linebacker's pretty good. Schobert, however you pronounce his name. I like their defense, Joe. I do. I like their defense better than the Steelers. I think Garrett is the best player on either defense.
They gave up more points than the Steelers, and they gave up more yards per game than the Steelers, and I think the Steelers have some pretty good players on defense, too. And I'm not defending the Steelers' defense. I'm saying I don't think the Browns is very good. It's okay. They need a lot more pieces. They gave up 25 points a game. Myles Garrett's really good. Denzel Ward's really good. T.J. Watt's very good. So I think Tuitt, Hayward, and Hargrave are really good. I think the Steelers are better up front. I think the Steelers are better offensively still than the Browns, even with Kareem Hunt.
Well, they don't have Kareem Hunt yet, so
it
I'm
depends
with you
on A.B.
That.
If there's no A.B., and let's say they don't make a real change other than a draft pick, you still feel
– right.
I think Jarvis Landry's better than Juju.
I don't.
Because he's done it for more years. I mean, if I were to go into a year when Jarvis Landry had no help around him and still had that type of season, and Juju had AB that they were double teaming all the time, and that's nothing against
Juju. Yeah,
that's
a fair point. I would rather have Juju than Jarvis Landry right now. I would.
I think
Jarvis is very good.
Okay,
quarterback. Who would you rather have right now, Ben or Baker?
Still Ben.
Running back? Ron?
No.
If Hunt, once he plays, I would take Hunt and Chubb over the Steelers, Connor and Samuels, Connor and whoever.
That's fair, although Connor was great when he was healthy.
He was.
For the most part. Offensive line, I take the Steelers.
Yes, I would.
Tight end, we have Njoku, and we have
McDonald,
and perhaps the Outlaw coming back still.
Jesse James is the Outlaw, in case you didn't know that.
Thank you.
I think it's comparable. Njoku's a talented kid. What do you have, 56 catches here, 4 touchdowns?
I think Njoku's a little more consistent than McDonald. McDonald can make some big plays, but then he disappears.
Or he gets hurt, too.
Yeah.
I think it's
– I don't think it's going to be –
I still think the Steelers are the better team, but people may agree with you.
I do, too, this year, but I think it's coming quickly where it's turning.
I think you could say this. Neither team wants the game to come down to a field goal right now.
That's for damn sure. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jeff.
412-928-9370. Are the Browns better right now than the Steelers? And is it heading in that direction? I don't know, Ron, for me, if Kareem Hunt turns the tables either completely in the Browns' direction. Too much can happen between now and when he could actually play.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to say they're better now, but I think it's coming down the road. I do. And I think this guy could put him over the top down the road.
Right.
I don't anticipate him playing at least half of the season next year.
I still think, obviously, there's drafts to be had here, and the Steelers could still acquire and accumulate talent I think Terrell Edmonds is going to be a good player. I like that pick. I think Joe Hayden's a very, very good player right now. TJ Watt's a good player. And like I said, I like their defensive line. So I think they're very comparable with the Browns right now. But the Browns should be more talented than the Steelers.
They got all those number one draft
20
choices.
Spots higher for around 20 years.
Including wasting one on Johnny Manziel.
And 10 more on other quarterbacks. Right. Brady Quinn and
looks
Brandon
like they,
Whedon
looks
and everybody
like they
else.
They finally got their right guy.
I think they did, and I really like him. It might be moving. And that, to me, that's the swing piece, is when Baker Mayfield can surpass Ben.
2 more years, and then Ben 2 more years.
Yeah, that's the key piece for me. How about you out there? 412-928-9370. Do you rate the Browns the favorite in the division right now? Are they better than the Steelers right now? Gary, go ahead. You there, Gary?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I think right now that the Steelers this year are going to be in a dogfight, but I think they're better. But right now, Cleveland is in a better place than Pittsburgh is. That's for sure. I mean, with all the turmoil, all the crap going on here in Pittsburgh with this team.
Yeah, there's still turmoil. There's still turmoil in Cleveland. There was a big
permanent
story,
turmoil.
Big
in
story
Cleveland.
On the Haslams running that insane asylum. There, Haslam is still the owner of the team, but they have their issues too. So,
they do, but not the issues we see every day on the paper, and not every.
Yeah, but
day.
Tell me when the Browns start beating the Steelers, like ever,
well,
let alone with regularity.
Tune in next year.
Okay, I will tune in next year. See, this is what's going to happen. Is everybody's going to overrate the Cleveland Browns. They were 0-16 like 5 minutes ago.
Listen, the Steelers ranked, I think, 16th in defense, if I read this right, and the Browns were 21st.
Okay.
So they're close on D, but it's Ben's age, losing Brown. This is not good. We're not in a good place. People won't recognize it.
No, I didn't say they were. I said they were in as good a place as the Cleveland Browns.
I'm saying pick up a paper, read it, listen to the comments. Everybody's delusional. Pittsburgh is on its way down. Cleveland's on its way up. And I'm not a Browns fan.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Just sit back and watch.
Okay.
He told us to sit back and watch.
I will. I'll be watching.
Will you pay attention next year?
I will be watching. I don't believe in the Cleveland Browns quite yet. I do love Baker Mayfield, though. I'll say that, Ron. Colin, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. You know, it's amazing. We spent the week post-Super Bowl talking about how New England is always the best team, but they're never the most talented. And now we're trying to equate talent to who's the better team. So I think, you know, Cleveland might have more on paper talent in a lot of spots, but until they prove that they can do it, you know, a winning record in a season, let alone beating the Steelers, I'm not going to say that they're the better team.
That's a fair point. And this is absolutely a fair point. Go ahead.
They're still the Browns.
So, I mean, and right now, you know, we still technically do have Antonio Brown until otherwise. So we're talking like he's already out the door. There's a chance he could still come back.
I don't think so.
I mean, if he's back, then it's not even. I mean, I don't think he's going to, but, you know, until he's gone, there's always a chance.
Won't even return to boss's calls. You know, hard to think he's going to be back.
I agree. I don't want him back. But, and you guys have talked about roster on the field. I mean, there's other things. Coaching. You know, I would still take Tomlin over whoever is the head coach in Cleveland. I would still take our offensive coordinator over their office. You know, it all goes down to a lot of different things. So, no, Cleveland's not a better team yet.
Thank you, sir. He finished with a flourish, didn't he, Ron?
What's that Cleveland offense going to look like next year? What's the coach going to do?
Yeah,
come
I
on.
Can't say it anymore.
Come on, no, one
I
more think, time.
I'm a guy who wears out a joke more than anybody
appease
else.
Appease me for 1 second.
They're going to throw everything at him but the kitchen sink.
Thank you, Ron. That makes my day. I am so easily amused, it's ridiculous.
Ed and Robinson, how are you? Ed.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, I'm a Browns fan. I'm from Cleveland, but I live in Pittsburgh. But I don't think the Browns are better than the Steelers yet, but they're on their way. And the other thing, getting back to Kareem Hunt, remember Al Davis, just win, baby. We've been sucking it for so long, you know, that we'll take anything.
Yeah, I guess I hear that. All right, you're a Browns fan, so tell me on defense. Who are their stars right now? Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward for sure, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, they're getting rid of that one linebacker.
Jamie Collins.
Yeah, getting rid of him, but they're getting another guy back. So they'll be pretty decent in the linebackers. But
well, thank you for the in-depth scouting report. They're getting this guy out. They're getting that guy. I thought you were a Browns fan.
I am.
Well, name me some names.
They need another outside rusher.
They seem to need a lot. Who are their best three defenders? Garrett, Ward, and who?
Jabril Peppers.
Peppers, okay.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, they need another edge rusher.
He sounds like a long-time downtrodden, beaten-down Browns fan.
Yeah, we've been beaten down for 20 years. It stinks.
20?
We all need another edge rusher, Jim or John.
Yeah, thanks we do. We definitely
Ed.
Need one.
What's
all
this guy's
great
name?
Show, guys.
Thanks for the call, man.
Ed was his name. Let's continue to talk about this, Ron. I'm not giving up on this. Position by position, the Steelers are still better than the Browns, in my humble opinion.
We're going to get back into some Malkin and hockey talk as well.
We are. I wonder if that'll go down before the end of the show here.
I don't know that they have to announce anything until tomorrow, right?
I guess not, yeah.
Penguins play tomorrow night.
Usually these things seem to break at some point, but we'll see. Cleveland Browns, team to beat in the AFC North, 412-928-9370. You can follow us on Twitter at 937thefan. Driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. And you can text us on the Eggersteiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Eggersteiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.